Doctors' offices and hospital emergency rooms are swamped with people demanding to be seen. Some are what doctors call the worried well. There's little chance they have anything, but they're afraid. Others have real health concerns. What many of these people have in common is that their symptoms are linked to stress and to the powerful connection between the mind and the body. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
It's long been known that the mind can make you feel sick even when you're not. That's what happened about a week ago in Nashville, Tennessee. An office worker opened a package that had an irritating odor. Dr. Tim Jones is with the Tennessee Department of Health. He says the worker became nauseated, her hands tingled, and went numb.
But very soon thereafter, almost immediately, more than a dozen coworkers very rapidly developed similar symptoms and were all taken to an emergency room where they were evaluated and medically cleared.
And the box was tested and found harmless. The medical term for this sort of phenomenon, where an imagined threat causes physical symptoms in a group of people, is called psychogenic illness. For those who experience this, it isn't just in their minds. They really feel ill. It has to do with how the body is wired to respond to physical and psychological stress. Dr. Alan Delamater is a professor of psychology at the University of Miami School of Medicine. He says when you feel anxious, parts of your brain, the hypothalamus and amygdala, send signals to your nervous system and your organs,
which results reliably in increases in blood pressure and heart rate, for example, the release of stress hormones.
Stress hormones like cortisol, which can inhibit inflammation. Other typical reactions, your muscles tense, digestion slows, you feel nauseated, you perspire, and your body hair feels prickly, it stands on end.
And all of these are what have been called the fight or flight response.
This mind-body response has helped humans evolve, making it easier to flee from predators or stand and fight them. But the sensations it evokes can also be mistaken for illness, especially when there's something people have been worrying and hearing a lot about through the media, like anthrax. That's what happened to the office workers in Nashville. Now, as soon as the danger is gone, this fight-or-flight response shuts off. But what happens when increases in stress and anxiety persist? Research on survivors of natural disasters, wars, and domestic and urban violence shows the body's stress response system can go into overdrive. The slightest trigger, a news report, sirens, can set off the fight-or-flight response. And over a period of time, a racing heart, pulsing blood, undigested food in your stomach can lead to a variety of health problems. Ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, headaches.
All of these have gotten much worse since September 11th.
Peter Bash is a general internist and part of a large medical practice on Capitol Hill. Like many doctors up and down the East Coast, Bash says the fear of more terrorist attacks, anthrax, and a worsening economy are taking a toll on his patients.
Whether they're gastrointestinal-related patients with migraines, patients with allergies, particularly so with patients with chronic pain syndromes, and patients with kind of a pre-existing tendency towards depression or anxiety.
Bash says people aren't sleeping as much lately, which weakens the immune system, making them vulnerable to common illnesses like the flu. Stress and anxiety can also affect how well people with chronic illnesses like AIDS, diabetes, and asthma manage their care. So if the mind can make you think you're sick or play a role in causing you to actually become sick, can it help you get better? Psychologist Alan Delamater says absolutely, but it means using the brain in a more analytical way. First, recognizing that just because your mind alerts and prepares the body for danger doesn't mean the danger is there.
The person then has to be able to say, well, where's the proof? Let's take a close look at this. Let's see at the evidence, and you know, be willing to essentially talk themselves back to being more, you know, and more realistic about the situation they're in.
For most people, this approach should help, but the more trauma people experienced, the more likely it is that they'll have a harder time relieving their stress and anxiety and convincing their minds and bodies to relax. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.